Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Nun Ches. This is the last daf that we'll be broadcasting here from Camp Kaylee for this summer. And with Hashem, we will come back to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow. So the next daf that we'll do together after a couple of days, I think, will be Monday's daf. Monday's daf, that's the plan, will be uploaded. That is, I think, if my calculations are correct, Chulin daf Samach Dalet. Samach Dalet. So we'll miss the next couple of days. We'll have to do that ourselves. And Samach Dalet, we will pick up at Hashem from Beit Shemesh Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let us get into what we can today in the time that we have. We'll start with Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Nun Zayin Amid Beis Amar Rav Huna, about 6 lines, 7 lines up from the bottom. One ha'ara, what we said yesterday, if you remember the Gemara, Tosas pointed out, seems to be somewhat difficult because there was an askan bidvarim that Reb Shimon ben Chalafta was an askan, and he always tried to figure out if Shlom HaMelech was telling the truth. Seems to be, right? Well, is it really true that a king, that ants don't have a king? They do have a king. Tosafot says, isn't this like Malagleg al Dibri Chachamim? Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the one who did not believe Reb Yochanan Shir. So Tosafot's answer that no, here, he didn't really not trust Shlomo, but he just wanted to be a Mavarer. He always wanted to find proof. He didn't trust, he wanted to find proof. We mentioned the thought from the Minchas Asher, where Minchas Asher says in Shavuos, in Sefer on Moedim, that our emuna generally is based on Shmiah. It's not based on Re'iyah. Re'iyah might be to help prove it, but not to help prove it in a way that if we don't prove it, that we won't believe. No, we believe no matter what. Na'aseh v'nishma, based on Shmiah, based on our Mesorah. Re'iyah, that's not what the basis of our belief is. And that's the diuk in that Gemara, Baba Basra, Ayin Hei, where he says, right, ilo lo re'ita lo he'amanta, if you wouldn't have seen, you wouldn't believe. That's why he made him a gal shalat samos, because again, he only believed in what he saw, so you don't see your neshama either. And that's the mida keneged mida of gal shalat samos. He also, if I remember correctly, quotes the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, where you have a similar story, where Rav Sheshes was talking to its stuki, and the stuki tells Rav Sheshes, you know, the king is coming. So, and Rav Sheshes says, I know, I'm going to be able to tell you when he comes. He says, yeah, right, Rav Sheshes, you know, was blind. So, all of a sudden, the whole big rash, whole big noise comes, the whole army comes, the stuki says, the king is coming. Rav Sheshes says, he's not coming. Happens again, the king is coming, he's not coming. And all of a sudden, finally, it's very, very quiet. And Rav Sheshes says, oh, the king is coming. The stuki says, how do you know? So he says, because I, quotes a pasuk. Right, the heavenly king is just like the king on this land. Comes in called Mamadaka. Right, and he realizes that. So he says, the Tsuki says, wow, I can't believe that, you were able to know it. You didn't even see. The Tsuki also thought that everything had to be based on Re'iyah. And how does that Gemara end? Rav Sheshes, Nasan Bo Einav, V'nasa Gal Shalat Samos. Again, Rav Sheshes put his eyes on the man, and he made him a Gal Shalat Samos, because that Tsuki also only believed in Re'iyah. And it's fascinating, someone pointed out to me, that I mentioned this last Shavuos, and somebody in Shul came over to me and said, it's interesting, Rav Sheshes was blind, and it still says, Nasan Einav Bo. So that diuk of Rav Sheshes saying Nasan Einav Bo shows that it's not his literal eyes, because obviously Rav Sheshes was blind, so it's only the figurative eyes. He looked at him and made him into a Gal Shalat Samos. That's a very important Tosfos here, Nun Zayin Amabez, Dibur Hamaschel Ezel. So check that one off. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, about 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Huna, Simin Treifa, L'Treifa Yud Beis Chodesh. What does Simin for a Treifa? Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months, 1 year. What does this mean? Says Rashi clearly, as in one word, Safek Treifa. Meaning, according to Rashi and according to Rov Rishonim, if you know something's a Vade Treifa, it doesn't matter how long they live. As we've discussed, the Rambam says it's a Beferish, the Rashba says it's a Beferish. Even if they live more than 12 months, the Torah says, our Mesorah says that this is a Treifa, it's a Treifa period. The only machlokas is, the only issue is if it's a Suffolk Treifa. So the Gemara says, if it's a Suffolk, you're not sure, so then you can use 12 months as a barometer. If it leaves 12 months, so then you could say, oh, it must not be a Treifa. Is this, well, let's just continue for a second and then I'll mention something. Meisvei, simon l'treifa, kol sheni yoledes. What is simon for a treifa? A different shear. If the animal does not have a child, right, cannot have a child, if it cannot procreate anymore, that's a simon of a treifa. A treifa cannot be, ma'aber. It's a big shiloh the Amshal Shlomo discusses. What if the animal is already pregnant before it becomes a treifa? Could it have a baby, or is it a din of the fertilization also? Okay. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer Mashbachas Veholechas. Rashbag holds if it gets appreciates, it gets better and healthier. Biyadua shuchera. You know that this is a kosher animal. You know it's not a treifa. Misnavna Veholechas. You know if it becomes more decrepit and more disgusting. Biyadua shuchera. You know it's a treifa. That's the second shear. Rebbe Omer, third opinion in the Brisa. Simon Latrefa, Shloshim Yom. 30 days, a month, just like a person out of Cheskas Nefel. Amrulo, Valo Harbi Miskai Moshtayim V'Shol Hashanim. What do you mean? Many live for 2 or 3 years. But what do you see? There are three opinions of the Brisa. Having a child, having a procreating, getting better, getting worse, or 30 days. Nobody says a year. It's Kashan Rafuna. Nobody says a year. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, it's really Machlokas Tanoim, Titanya, Ubugol Goles, because the Brisa says in a totally different context, this is at least the third time in this perek, that the Gemara has compared Hilchus Tumas Meis and Hilchus Treifus. So again, we're quoting a context from Tumas Meis. Ubugol Goles, how much does a skull have to be missing in order for it not to be Metame Meis? We know if a skull is in a house, it's Metame Ohel. So how much has to be missing? If it has one long hole, even lots of holes, they can be mitztarif, if there are a bunch of holes, to the shear of the size of a drill. Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, Maisa beInvol, there was a story in Invol, Pe'echat shenifchasu golgalto, one who had his skull that was missing, Vasilo chiduk shel kruya v'chaya, and they made him basically a bandage. They took a kruya, which is like a gourd, a type of melon, a piece of hard material, and bandaged him up. So you see that he lived, even though he was missing part of his skull. Doesn't that show that it's not a treifa? Amar lo, Rishon ben Elazar, Misham raya? That's a raya? No, you missed the end of the story. You're missing a detail. Yemosa chamahaya. That was only the summer, and he was able to live with that bandage for the summer. The kivan sha'avrolav yemosa tzina miyad meis. He didn't live a year. He didn't live through all the seasons, and he died right away. So what do you see from this brisa? This brisa assumes it's got to be a year, all the seasons, and that's the tana that Rav Huna holds from. Fascinating discussion. The Shach quotes in Nun Zion, Osbam Gimel, when it says 12 months, Yud Beis Chodesh for Treifus. Does that mean exactly 12 months? What if it's a Shana Mu'uberes? Is it a year or is it 12 months? So the Shach quotes from earlier, the Shach quotes Adeya, Klomar, sorry, in Mem Gimel, Taurus Chathas, one of the Taurus Chathas, the Ramah, the Bishana Mu'uberes, Sarach Yud Gimel Chodesh. The king calls him Sefer Api Ravravi. That's what the Shach quotes. Look at the Ber Heite, the Pre-Chadash argues. 12 months, 13 months, if it's Treifus, right, this is another of those halachas, that do we say that Teva is bound to halacha? And therefore, if there is a Treifa, so then they have 13 months if it's the Shana Mubaris. Mashiachi, 12 months. Again, various times it comes up when you see the Lashon of 12 months, do we say it's 12 months or 13 months? Comes up, we discussed a long time ago, Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar. Right, why do we have Parsha Zachar once a year? The Torah says, remember Amalek. Why once a year? So most assume it's based on the Gemara and Brachas, which says that you forget things after 12 months. That's why we have the concept of a yard site. Right? Because every 12 months we should have a reminder of a niftar so we don't forget. Once a year. So once a year, that's why we do it. Says the Maharam Shik, Tam Lech Sam Sofer, if this is true that you forget things after 12 months, so let's say last year was a Shana Mu'uberes, so you have 13 months between the two Adars. So you have 13 months between the two Adars, so then maybe one should, right, you should have to have more. You should have to hear it during Kisetse, in the summer in between, because you're going to have more than 12 months. It's the Chumra of the Maharam Shik. So once in a while, if you're ever in a shul in the summer before Rosh Hashanah Mu'uberes, so then the rabbi might announce, the Chumra of the Maharam Shik, everybody should have Kavana to be Yotzei Maftir for Parshas Kisetse in the middle of the summer. Why do most not hold that? Most of us never heard of it. The Chassam Sofer, his own Rebbe, says Beferish against it. Why? A number of reasons. Number one, maybe it's not a din of 12 months. The Chassam Sofer says it's a din of a year because it's basically the seasons of the year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chanukah. You have a whole year that you go through. So it's a year. You don't mean literally 12 months. Number one. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Others also say, what? You forget things after 12 months? It's not a din that you forget things. Where does the Gemara use this principle of 12 months? Number one, by a mace. Number two, by a mitzia. Those things, leave the person's mind. They're memela leaving the person's mind because they're not here anymore. It's not like, oh, I forget all my learning after 12 months. No. It's a bit of things that are already on their way out. You lost an item, somebody who was nifter. Those things, you lose a little consciousness of 12 months, but it's not automatically. Why do you do it once a year? The Torah says you do it once. The Torah doesn't give a time frame, but so you do it once a year. Chazal will kovea that. Either way, that's another context where you see the post can discuss 12 months versus a year. Okay, so you have all these different days. Last line. Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov halacha trifa yolada so b'shabacha. So Ravacha bar Yaakov shita is like Reb Shuba Gavliel against Reb Shuba Gavliel that a trifa could still get better up until the 12 months. It could still get better, like we suggested yesterday. Amar Amemar hani be'e de trefa. These eggs of a trefa. If a trefa chicken lays eggs. Shichla kama asira. The first brood, the first group of eggs that are laid right after the bird becomes a trefa, those are usher. Those are also considered trefa. Why? Rashi says on top, ubar yerech imohu, v'ima nitrefu. The ubar is considered the limb of the mother, huge sugya, and therefore, when the mother became a trefa, the eggs that were still inside of her at the time is also usher. Mikan ve'eloch, habi le'zeveze goreim, umutter. From here on in, afterwards, after the first brood, so those we say is zevizegorim. What's zevizegorim? When you have a mutter and an usur ingredients within one item. So then we say this machlokas, so this opinion is saying zevizegorim is mutter. What are the two ingredients here? By the first brood, we assume those were already fertilized beforehand, or they're not going to be fertilized. Not they're going to be already fertilized, but when they come out, they're coming purely from a trefa mother, so therefore they are trefa. That's only one source. But after the second brood, when they are laid and then they're fertilized, so the male also has part of the ingredients into this fertilized egg. So therefore, we pass get zevizegorim is mutter. Right? It's a major machlokes. But that's why only the first brood is going to be usher, and not the broods afterwards. Is this really true? A sphere of Ashila Meimar. Can you really say this? That you're mechal between first and second group of eggs. Vishavin. Both agree. Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan, who are going to argue in a minute about a baby from a trefa. A Vlad trefa. They both agree by Bebeitzas trefa, by an egg of a trefa. She'asura. Mebnesha gavla be'isser. Right, they agree it's usher because it was niskadal b'isser. 1 second, but I thought you just said that if it's the second brood that is fertilized from the male, it's not a problem. But here it says, as long as it was niskadal b'isser, it's a problem. Kashana meimar. Answer, hasam b'disafna me'ara. Those who learned the first paragraph of Beitza have this concept also. We're talking about eggs that were not fertilized. Or they were fertilized, quote unquote, from the earth. They got warm, they were matured, they had a maturation process from the earth. I mean, there was no male involved. So that's why there was only the female, and that's why they're usher. Velishti le'bashich l'kama, why don't we just moke him that Mishnah with the first brood? Right, why do you have to come up? Oh, it's the second one, and it wasn't fertilized. Just say it was shich l'kama. So I said, no, imkein gadla, gumra mi bailei. So you should have said gumra. It was finished inside the female. Gadla sounds like no matter when, if it was the first, the second, the third, as long as it was matured, from a trefa. That's what we didn't want to say. It was the shich l'kama. Finishing up. Elohad decide, what about the following? Or hadatanya, it's machlokas exactly. Right, see on the side it says detanya. Question, what exactly this is quoting from? Detan, Vlad Shreifa, I'm sorry, this part is a brisa. Vlad Shreifa, Vablazar Omer, lo yikra, vlagabayim is beyach, Rabbi Shomer Yikrav, machlokas, whether the Vlad of a Shreifa could be brought as a carbon. So, by my commitment, what's this machlokas referring to? Why is this brought here? Because we have a comment about this Mishnah earlier. Vishavin was commenting on this Mishnah. So now we're just talking about the Mishnah. What's the machlokas about Vlad Shreifa? So, by my commitment, Bishanitrefa ulabasof ibra. The machlokas is a case where an animal became a trefa and then became pregnant and had a baby. So it was a trefa mother from the beginning. So Rabbi Eliezer suffers zevizegori maser, Rabbi Lashua suffers zevizegori mutter. So it was a trefa and then it became pregnant. So the male was not a trefa. So the machlokas is about ze vize gorim. Period. Stop there for a minute. If you look in Tosfos here has a very important comment. The Tosfos is on the next piece of Gemara, but we'll do it now. If you look at the second to last line on the Amud, in Tosis. Tosis says, Af agav de ba'alma uber yerech imohu. Tosa says, right, we have a sugya in Shas in general, in Yevamos and elsewhere, whether a fetus is considered part of the mother or not. Says Tosfos, that machlokes is not related to our sugya of Treifas. Even though Rashi related it on the second line on top, Tosfos says, even if you hold the Uber is a limb of the mother, le'inyan Treifas shiny. Hilchos Treifas is different, because Hilchos Treifas is a different definition. The Tali b'chias behema, it goes by, does the animal have independent life or not? Not how lachically do you look at it as a limb of the mother or not. Does it have independent life? Uber yesh lo chiyus b'fnei atzmo. And the Uber has his own chiyus, has independent chiyus. And therefore, even if you say Uber yerech imo, for hilchos treifas, you could say it's separate. And that's how Rabbi Yeshua could say yikrav. Rabbi Yeshua could say you could give this as a karban. Aye, what if you have Uber yerech imo? It's part of the mother, mother Shreifa. No, you don't look at it in that way. It's two separate worlds. Uber Yerech Imo, and in the world of Entreifus, which goes by Chiyas. If you look in the Beis Yosef in Siman Ayin Tes also quotes this from the Rashba. The Rashba says, in Taras Abayas, Ava Visha Amru Uber Yerech Imo Hu, Hare Amru Shreifa Ein Achaya. V'kivan She'ein Isura Shel Eim, Ela Machba She'ein Achaya. The issue is chiyus v'uber zechayhu v'in chiyus l'tolu b'chay ha'em chayhu mutter, and therefore you give him a chalik between uber yerech imahu and this case of treifus. I saw some of the achronim say maybe this could explain this. If you're mechalik between uber yerech imo in the world of treifus, so then this might explain the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos that if I'm makdish a bal mum and then the bal mum has a baby, the baby is kasher l'gabi hamizbeach. So the Rambam says, he quotes, Hamakdish ubar b'me'ai ba'alas mum hareze kadosh. If you makdish an ubar inside. So the Achronim say, 1 minute, the Rambam says, ubar yerechimahu. So if it's ubar yerechimahu, so the ubar is part of a bal mum when you're makdish it. And it should be nidche, and it should be never royal agabi amizbeach. The answer is no. When it comes to treifus or ba'alas mum, so then, there's a difference, because that's the issue is chiyus. It's not issue of halachic definitions of if this part of the mother, and therefore you could say that it can be used as a kosher animal. It's also another a kosher karban. It's another Rambam that we've quoted in the past, fascinating Rambam, but once we're here, we have to quote it. Somebody says to a Ha'omer la Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin, Ha'omer la Chaveiro, Im Yalda Ishtacha Nekeva Harimu Kudeshes Libazet. Somebody says to their friend, their friend's wife is pregnant. And this man, coming over to his friend, is looking for a shidduch. He says, I'm married, Ariane Mukudeshes, to your daughter, in utero. In utero? What's the halacha? How is he Hari Mukudeshes li? Bazeh? Lo amar klum. So make her a din. It's nothing. It's meaningless. You're trying to be Makadish a fetus? So the next line of the Rambam, isn't that a Dabashalab alolam? The next line of the Rambam says, V'imhaisa eishes chaveiro mu'uberes, v'hukar ha'ubar, what if she's 9 months pregnant? Hareze mukudeshes. Unbelievable. The Rambam says, right, the Rambam says, you could be married to a fetus. Mukudeshes. The Rambam then adds, v'yirelich etzorach lachzor l'kadishosa me'avia achashetivale. You should get married again after she's born, k'dei sheyachnis otsa b'kiddushin she'ein badofi. So you're in a kiddushin that doesn't have any qualms about it. In Badofi, the Rambam says in the first line, Mukudeshes. So what's before, what happens and what doesn't happen? If you look at Reb Chaim on that Rambam says, you can have a Maisa kiddushin and you can be Mukudeshes without having a Chaloshem Isha. That's what you see from this Rambam. She's not an Isha yet. She's a baby, but she's Mukudeshes. That's the Reb Chaim says. Vasher nira lomar b'dasa Rambam. De be'emes, kol shehukar ubra ha-kidushin tosim b'ha ubar. U'miskadeshes miyad. As long as the ubar is there, even though it's surrounded. Ve'eno tzorach lomar l'kishet teile. Ki ima kidushin tosim b'nigmar miyad. Elo da ubar, kiva de l'chashim isha al-karach ha-chilotino. De alvagav de neskacha v'kidusheh ha-kvar nigmaru. Mikol makom ein b'ha ubar din miskadeshes v'ishus. So it was just a Maisa Kedushin done. And he proves, Reb Chaim proves in that Rambam, you could have a Maisa Kedushin and a Miskadeshes without a Shem Isha. That's the Rambam. But again, we find this, something that we've discussed a few weeks ago, the concept of a woman who's a Gioress going to the mikvah, she's pregnant, her Tevila might be able to count for her baby. The baby's inside! The answer is, the Uber has a status. It's not a Nefesh yet. Right? Whenever you talk about the status of an Uber, you gotta talk about this Rambam, you gotta talk about Gioras, you gotta talk about the sugis of abortion, about Nefesh, Bipnei Nefesh. So these are all the sugis you gotta put together, but it relates to the sugis of Uber Yerach Imo, which we're discussing right here. Okay. Weiter. Says the Gemara. Where are we? So, Ihachi. We're on Ihachi, but the 10th line down. Ihachi. If it's true that the Machlokas or Belazar and Yeshua is about Zevezeh Goreim, Adamiflagi Lugavoa, so instead of having a Machlokas, whether you could give it as a carbon, Liflagulahadio. Why don't you just argue whether it's considered a treifer or not, whether you're allowed to eat it? Treifers are also to eat. So what do you have to have the Machlokas about? Carbonus. It's to tell me to emphasize the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. The afilu l'gavo anami shari. Rabbi Yeshua even allows you to give this as a carbon. The lif logov lahedyo l'diecha kochad Rabbi Eliezer. The afilu lahedyo nami yasser. So why don't you say the opposite? Say it to a hedyot. Say Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer even asers it to a hedyot. Gemara answers, koach de hetera adiflei. Koach de hetera is adif. If you want to tell me a chumra and a kula, a heter and an iser, it's more powerful to sell me a heter. Why? Famous Rashi in Beis Adaf, Beis Amabez, Rashi says right there, because anybody can be machmir. You don't know the halacha, so be machmir. It takes somebody who knows the halacha to be mako and to be matir. That's the Rashi. Rashi says here, koach de hetera, let me just find it, koach de hetera adif, tovlo lahashmienu koach divrei hamatir, shehu somech al shmuaso. He relies on his own learning. Ve'eno yari lahatir. Ava koach ha'osrim, eno raya. Shako yicholom lahachmir. Va'afilu b'davar motor. Anybody can be machmir. That doesn't tell you know the halacha. You go to ask the rabbi, oh, you should be machmir. But, Mashenki, when it comes to a matir, he's really got to know the halacha. That's the Rashi that's quoted by Yemeni, koach teteira adif. The Tzlach on that Gemara, we also like to quote this, the Tzlach on that Gemara says, even though it doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara, I think, says the Tzlach, that this principle is only by Isurei D'Oraisa. By Isurei D'Oraisa, where if we wouldn't know anything, we would say, Savik D'Oraisa L'Chumra, so then the Koach D'Teira Adif. But by D'Rabbanans, where if you have a Savik D'Rabbanan, you go L'Kula, so there it says the Noda B'Yehuda, says the Tzlach, Koach D'Isura Adif. Because without knowing, you'd be Machmer anyway. It would be Matir, Koach D'Isura Adif. He notes that the context of that Gemara in Beitz is Muksa, which is a D'Rabbanan. So he has to say it's Kein Da'araisa. And that's what the Gemara says there, Koach Teteir Adif. And there are nafkaminas between Rashi and the Noda Bihuda, but we will leave it at that. Vaitu. Says the Gemara further, Umodim Bebeitzas Trefa Sha'asura. So both of these opinions, though, since the Machlokas is about Zevezeh Goreim, they would agree about a Beitzas Trefa Sha'asura, Bidesafna Me'ara. In a case where it was not fertilized, the Chad Goreim Hu, because that's only one Goreim, that's only one, and therefore they would agree that it is Asur. Continuing. Ravacha Sarvalak Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Ravacha holds like Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Who says that? Last line of the previous Amud. That has a treifa could have a baby. Umasila lida amemar lida amran. And therefore he quoted amemar as we said. Difference between the first brood, the first group of eggs, the second group of eggs, because that whole amemar is assuming that a treifa could have baby, could have eggs. Ravina lo sabala kadu Ravacha bar Yaakov. Ravina does not hold like Ravacha bar Yaakov, meaning he says a treifa is not yoledes. So he's gonna have to have a different version of amemar. Umasi lo lida amemar b'hai lishna. So he has amemar as follows. A little different than we had up above. Amar amemar, hani beye, de suffic treifa. Eggs of a suffic treifa. You gotta throw that word in. Because he holds that if the mother has a baby, that's a rye, that it's not a treifa. So the eggs of a suffic treifa, dishich lakama, if the first brood comes out, mashidan luhu, you wait. Ihadravitana, if the mother hen has more eggs, shayin, then you know she's not a treifa, and therefore they're all mutter. Vilo asirin, if she doesn't have any more eggs, then you know they're usser, and therefore these are considered yotzim and a treifa. We're gonna have the same 15 lines now, shakla vitarya, on this version of a meimar, as we just had on the first version of a meimar. Eis viravashi la meimar, umod bebezas treifa shasurim nishigala beisser. Everybody agrees by a basis treifa that it's usser. That statement seems to say that a treifa can have babies. Could a treifa can have eggs? So what do you mean? I thought you said the treifa cannot have eggs. Amar lei hasan b'deshich lakama. That's the first brood, and she was already fertilized from before. That's why they came out. Imkein gadla gamra mi barleish, which is a gamra. Shouldn't say gadla. So today gamra. Okay, change it. It should be gamra, because that's the only one that she's going to have. Period. Elohad, it's on Vlad Shreifa, I, that which it says, or Detanya, Vlad Shreifa, or Blazer Omalo Yikrav, Lagabi Am is back. Rabbi Shomer Yikrav, and my Kamivagi, what that machlokas about? Kisha Ibra, Ula Basof Nitrafa, when she became pregnant first, it's the opposite of Kipta, as we had earlier. She became pregnant first, because according to this opinion, you can't become pregnant or have babies after she becomes a Shreifa. So the machlokas must be about where the animal was impregnated first, and then became a Shreifa. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, and what's the machlokas about? Rabbi Eliezer says, Uber Yerachimahu. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Uber Lav Yerachimahu. Right, it's not about Zevzeh Gorim, because that's not Shaykh to this version. Ihachi, if that's true, the Miflegi will go all over the Hedyo. Why do you have a machlokas about Hedyo and not for Karbanos? Well, the Echel Kochot Rabbi Yeshua. Teach me, Rabbi Shua says, even, Lugavoa it's mutter. V'liflegu behedyel odiecha kochad Rabbi Lezer. Kalach te'atera odiflei. Right, so again, same shakla v'tarya. Umodim, but they both would agree, vadai, bebeitz ha-shreifa, by a vadai treifa, ta'asha'asu rabbi the shechlakama, that it's us are the first ones that come out. My time of why? Gufa hi. Even though the eggs are inside, I'm sorry, even though the eggs are about to come out, and it's a treifa, it's considered gufa, it's not considered independent, because it's still intertwined within the chicken. See Rashi? Rashi says, b'shech l'kama, t'kivan da'agida bay, since it's still connected, d'me'ura begidin k'gufa damya. It's still considered like one with the mother hen, and therefore, it's totally in the mother, this one, because the eggs are still intertwined. And for Hilchos Treifos, it'll still be intertwined. Two interesting ha'aras on this. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon. Let's say you have a hen that did damage. My hen goes and does damage to your property. Tarnagola Shehizika. Eina Govim Mibetzasa. So let's say it's the first time. So therefore, you only collect chatzi nezek migufo, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kamma. You only let collect up to the amount of the hen. What about the eggs? Is that considered part of the hen? Tadagola shizika. Eino govim beitzasa, said the Rama. You don't collect from the eggs. Bebreisha beitza, eino migufa of. Elo muvdelasum refreshes mimenu. Because the egg is not part of the chicken. It's separate. It's within the chicken, but it's part of the chicken. Says the Magen Mishnah right there. Kasu ksas mefarshim dafka bidelo agida. Avalagidaba gova mimenu. If it's fully attached, you are gova from the eggs, like our Gemara says. Right? If the eggs are still attached, you're still gova from the eggs. Number one, another issue that the Achronim bring up is that there's another Gemara in Beitza. What happens if I shecht a hen and there are eggs inside, fully formed eggs? When is they're kosher. The question is, when is the cutoff from something being fleshik to something being parif? Right? We know eggs are parif. And we know the animal is fleshik. The chicken is fleshik, means Rabbanan. So what's the cutoff point? So the Gemara says in Beitza, if you find fully completed eggs inside a mother, you shech the mother, and you find eggs, they're parav. They're parav. It can be eaten with milk. So ask the Ramban right here, and the Achronim expand on it. What do you mean they're parav? For Hilchos Treifos, maybe for Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, it's considered part of the mother. She should be basar. So what do you see from here? Says the Ramban, there's differences in halacha. Hilchos Treifos, you might say, it's considered part of the mother im gufa. Even though for Hilchos Basar B'chalav, it might already be considered independent.
The fact that it's told in the mother doesn't change its ingredient.
Right, as an ingredient, exactly. Halachically, what is it considered for Basar?
If the egg does not become fleshik in the Gemara Beitza, is not going to make it, that we're not going to be able to learn pshat in here in Chulin.
Right, right. Exactly. You have to be mechalit between the context. Mechalit between the context. Exactly. Treifos and Basar B'chalav. If you look in the Eben Azo on that Rambam in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, he quotes this Torah of the Gemara in Beitza and the chiluk between Treifos and Basar B'chalav. Okay. The Hilchasa, five lines from the bottom. V'zachar kol shem asar chodesh. For a zachar, again, safik trefa, you wait 12 months to see how long it takes. And if it lives for 12 months, then it's not a trefa. U'binekeva kol sheni yoledes. And the keva, as we said before, if it doesn't have any more offspring, so then we say it is a trefa. Amrav huna vaiter. Kol bir yeshein bo etzem. Enim eskai midbeis chodesh. Any creature which does not have bones, like a worm, does not live for 12 months. They have less than a year to live. And if it lives more than, that's the rule, right? Rashi, we're going to see what the nafkamina is in a minute. So eino miskayim. Does miskayim meaning live? Could it live without being miskayim? We say David Melch Yisrael chai v'kayim. So it's two different things. There's chai and there's kayim. Okay, but any beer that doesn't have an etzem, eino miskayim midbeis chodesh. I saw one of the rebbes and Margolis Hashas says you got to say alder of drush. Any birya, shein bo etzem, that doesn't have atzmius, that's not independent, that can't live on his own, right? What does it mean? Einam eskayim, he doesn't live yud beis chodesh without a rebbe. You gotta go to your rebbe at least once a year. If you don't have etzem, if you're not atzmius, if you're not independent, so he says, einam eskayim is yud beis chodesh, ein achiyas shekibel, yichol eskayim yud beis chodesh, leficha, sarachlan, soa, b'chol, roshana, l'rabo, hatzadik, l'kabel, chiyas chodesh. Right? Einam eskayim yud beis chodesh. In bo etzem, none of atzmius, none of his kind of base chodesh. Okay, but the pasha says, if it doesn't have a bone, then it's not going to live 12 months. Amar of papa, shrami, no. What difference does this make? What's Rav Huna telling me? Me the Rav Huna, shrami, no, me the Rav Huna, the follows. As following, hada amar Shmuel. That which Shmuel said, kishus shehislia bi'iveha, asura. Shmuel made a statement. If you have a cucumber, you have a kishus, that had worms in it while it was still attached to the ground. There's a chiluk the Gemara is saying here. If a vegetable got wormy inside the worm, if a vegetable or a fruit got wormy while it was attached to the ground or not attached to the ground, if it gets a worm while it's detached from the ground, then it doesn't have status of a worm until it comes out. But while it's attached to the ground, if there's a worm inside, it's as if it's on the ground. And that's already considered a sheretz. So says Shmuel, if it's still attached to the ground, be'ibel asura. It's asura, because as if it's on the ground. That's what Shmuel says. So Rav Papa says, based on Rav Huna, that it was not going to live for 12 months, you have a test case. Hani tzmari takad, if you have dates in a jar, in a container, and you're not sure, and it's wormy, there's worms in them, and you're not sure whether the worms were there when it was still attached to the ground, and therefore it would be usur, or if it only came, they were only generated after it was detached from the ground. And therefore, they wouldn't be a problem. So the basa treisi yarchi shasa, if you leave them there for 12 months, it'd probably be pretty rotting, putrid dates at that time, but let's say if you leave them there for 12 months, and they're still edible, so after 12 months, they'll be mutter. Because then you know, if it's still alive, after 12 months, they were generated from the date detached, and therefore it doesn't have the status of a sheretz yet. Right when it comes out, so then of course it's going to be usher. But while it is still inside, we wouldn't say that it'll be a problem. The assumption of this Gemara is that there are dates in there that you know there are worms inside. You gotta check. You know what the Rush says on this Gemara? Haraya, that if it's any fruit or vegetable in your time, that you know that there's a chance that there are bugs in it or worms in there, you gotta check. This Rush is the basis for a lot of behaviors that we do today with our strawberries, with our other vegetables. V'chein kol min pri v'kitnius shedarkam haslia tsarech lebodko in bala ochla b'toch shenaso. That's what he says. He says you got to check, right? This is the this line of the Gemara.
What?
B'toch, meaning if you assume that they're only alive for a year, so if you hold up this Rav Huna, but after a year, then you know it might have gotten lemais. Right, since it was detached. Right. It's lechor. It's not going to be lemaisa so much because we're not going to have fruit that's detached that's an escape for a whole year that we're going to keep. So lechor, it's not going to be lemaisa the whole year. But this is the basis. We'll allow the Achronim to discuss checking all the vegetables and the other items during this time. I saw an interesting ha'ara in the Ma'oros Hadaf. You don't make a bracha on checking for bugs, while you do make a bracha for chametz. Why not gemina? Chametz is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that say of tashbisu. Removing vegetables, removing bugs, that's just removing a problem. Whenever you remove a problem, you don't make a bracha. When you're magil, when you kasher something, there's no bracha. Mayim achronim, there's no bracha. Even though tfilas kelim gets a bracha, and mayim rishonim get a bracha. Because when you're being most of something, when you're doing something positive as a mitzvah, then you make a bracha. But if you're just removing a problem, you don't make a bracha. Also by ma'ke, machlokas achronim. Is ma'ke just about removing a problem, dangerous situation on the roof, or is it adding something? So again, but there's no bracha on checking here because that's just removing. Okay, right. Amarav. Les baka bar yoma. Gnats, baka translated as a gnat or flea, bakas don't live a day. Their lifespan is less than a day. Veles didva bashasa. And flies are going to live less than a year. Right, didva bashasa. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, five harmri inshi. But don't people say shave shani imra baksumi baka? For 7 years, the female gnat stayed away from the male gnat. Why? The Amrele, she said to him, Chazisi le Bar Mechuza, I saw a human in Bar Mechuza, the Sacha Babai, he went for a dip in the water, the Salik the Ichrik Pasadidin, he went and wrapped himself in a towel, Vaseva Saleh, and you, Mr. Husband, man, flea, went on him, Umatzas Mina, you sucked blood from him, Vlahodisli, you didn't tell me! That's the phrase that she's upset that, oh, you did something, and you didn't tell me about it. But you see, we'll get back to that story in a second, 7 years. So you see, he lived for many years. So Amarlay, he says, come on. So he answers him. Abaya says, according to your reasoning, people also say another thing about little bugs. Hada Amri Inshi, Shisin Mani Parzala Tolei Labaka Bakurnase. The bite of a flea is so, right, fleas don't really bite, so it might not be a flea, but a biting flea, the bite is so difficult that it's as if it's carrying 60 mana of iron in it. So Mi'ik, is that possible? Doesn't have it. It's obviously an exaggeration. So what does it mean? Ihu gufe kamahavi. It itself is, it doesn't weigh anything. So how could you say that, it can carry so much iron? So elabamani de tu. It means you measure it in its mana. Meaning it's all relative to the flea that it carries a lot compared to its own weight. So hakanami bishani de tu. Also, we're talking in flea years, like there are dog years. We're talking about in flea years, not in human years. It's 7 years means in flea years, which is less than a year of human years. Period. Okay, there's a lot. So did I bring it? I didn't bring the Chassam Sofer. But sorry, I think I did bring it. The Chassam Sofer notes on the maybe this is all a mashal. It's all a mashal for Chassam Sofer says that Merami's Bazal Aishas Am Haaretz. Sometimes the wives of Ame Haaretz hate the rabbis even more than the men. So she says that she said her husband saw somebody was swimming in the water in the May Torah. Misatif Besadino, and he wrapped himself in clothing in Torah and Maisim Tovim. And then the husband did something, and she was upset that I wanted to take part in the hurting the Talmud Chacham also. He says he quotes other Gemaras that say maybe this is all a remez and a mashal to in Eishes Am Haaretz. That's the Eishes of the flea.
Rashi says that period. Their weight is the way in the Gemara is talking about their weight.
Right. It's all right. It's all relative. Relative. Tanan Hassam, Viter, says the Mishnah in Bechoros. Behema Balas, Hey Regalim, Osha Eina Ela Shalosh Arizemum. If an animal has five or three legs instead of four, that is a mum. Amarav Huna, Lo Shonu Ela Shachasav Yasa Biyad. This is only referring to the four legs, the front legs. Aval Chasav Yasa Beregel, Trefanamahave. But the back legs, so then, three, it wouldn't just be a mum, it would be a trefa. It'll be a trefa. My time, a why? Kol yeser kanatul dami. If it has extra, it's as if it's missing. We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Five legs as if it's missing, and therefore every extra, take away one. Don't add one, and therefore it's considered a trefa. Interesting, just to quote, the Rambam uses this, in Hilchas Sefer Torah. Hilchas Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, what if you print a Tanakh together? But all like a Sefer Torah is printed. The Rambam says, Krach zeh, sheyesh bo Sefer Torah nevi'im uksuvim. Ein kedushaso kekedusha Sefer Torah. Ela kechumish benachumshin. Why? Yeser kedin achaser. You have extra? It's kolamosif goreya. Kolamosif goreya. That's the Rambam. If you look in the Rishash right here, the Rishash says, what's the Svara? Because when you have four legs, so then a certain koach from the animal goes to each of the legs. The second it's more, five legs, then it has to be more diluted. So each leg is going to be weaker, because it has less koach, and therefore it's as if you're missing. Yes, sir, kenotul dummy. Hahi chavsa dahavile tarti sani divi. There was a certain animal that had two sanya divi, a certain part of the intestines. I see a la ravina vitarfa midrafuna. So he brought it in front of Ravina, and he trafed it up. Based on Rafuna, because Rafuna says, right, extra is less. V'shafkan la'adadik sheira, but if they're connected to each other, and they blend into each other, then it's kasher, because it's considered one. Ha'i guvsa dahavis dahavi nafka mi beikasi lohuv lila. There was a guvsa. Guvsa is a certain pipe of flesh, a tube of flesh, that was connecting the beikasi and the huv lila, two different parts of the stomach that are usually not connected. Sabar Ravashi lemitrefe, Ravashi thought to be trefed up. Amalei Ravuna mar barchila Ravashi, kalhani chivi bir yasa hachi yislehu. All animals that we have are like this, meaning this is normal. This is what the animals' anatomy look like in our town. period. So it was not a trefa. Mavra mi bekasi lekresa. Also, an extra piece that went from these two parts of the animal. Savar marbarav ashi laachshura. He wanted to be machshirit. Right, because right previously he was just told that this is the normal way of the animals. Amalei Oshia, atu kulu b'chad machisa machtenu. What is everything exactly the same? No, the previous case of bekasi to huvlila, that's normal. But our case from bekasi to karsa to the other part, so that's not normal, and therefore it is treif. Period. Heyed nasan barshila Rav Tavchayed the Tzipori lifnei Rebbe, the chief shochet in Tzipori testified in front of Rebbe. If you have a double intestine that comes out of an animal as one, that's a trefa. Shnei b'nei me'ayim. Ukenegdin bof k'shera. But parallel in the oaf, it would be kosher. Rashi is two deyas. Is this normal by an oaf, or is it just not a trefa by an oaf? Either way. B'med, Ramamurim, when do we say the sheyotze b'shnei amakomos? If they come out in two places, from two places of the animal. Abel yotze b'makam echad, v'kolin ad ke'etzba k'shera. But if they're basically connected to each other at the edge, at the beginning, and they're coming out from the same place in the animal, then it's kosher. It's only a problem if it's two separate intestinal areas. Pligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, chad amar hu dahadri v'arvi. One says, when do we say that if they're together and then they separate, that it's kosher if they come back together again at the end? The chad amar avagav delo hadri v'arvi. And some say no, even if they don't come back together. Bishlam alamad amar hu dahadri v'arvi. According to the one who says they have to come together at some point, hainu d'tani ad ke'etzba. That's what the Braisa just said earlier, two lines ago. It has to come together ad ke'etzba, at least a finger's length. Elamad amar avagav delo hadri v'arvi may ad ke'etzba. But if they just have to be next to each other, but not really together, what does it mean, ad ke'etzba? Ad ke'etzba milamata. It means, while it's still in the body of the animal, they have to be connected. Even though, when it comes out, it's totally separate. Period. Okay, a little more anatomy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ibn Allah, HaNotza Psula. Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, even though the Tanakhama said that if most of the feathers of the chicken are missing, it's not a trefa, if the very little feathers next to the skin are missing, that passes it. Because that, we assume, says Rabbi Yehuda, there's a serious defect. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel say the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda had the Amran. Rabbi Yehuda is what we just said. If the notes is missing, Rabbi Shmuel Ditznan, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hanotza Mitztarefes. Rabbi Shmuel says for Hilchos Tumas Ochlin Notza it's Mitztaref to Basar. So you see, it's considered basar. So if it's, Rabbi Yehuda says if it's missing, it's a trefa. Rabbi Shmuel says you could notza can be mitztarefes for tumas ochlin. Or some rishonim, that's what some rishonim say. Rashi here says it means for hilchas pigel. If a kohen is being mefagel in a carbon, saying he has in mind when he does shchita that he's going to eat the basar or be maktir the emurin after the zman, and he has in mind a kizayis of basar and notza together, that's good enough. So again, notza. The important part is that notza is a mitztaref to be considered basar. So let's go with Rashi Pshat of pigel, because that's what the Gemara seems to say. Amarava dil malohi. Maybe you cannot compare Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yehuda hacha el inyan trefa. Rabbi Yehuda says that notza is considered basar for hilchas trefa. Deleka midi de makin alay. Because there's nothing that protects the notza, and it's part of the basar. And if there's a problem in the notza, there's a problem in the animal. Avol inyan if gulek rabbanan sfirulay. But maybe for hilchas pigel, he'll hold like the rabbanan that notza is not called basar. Who says that you have to have the same rules? V'yadkan lokam Rabbi Shmuel hasam el inyan if gulek. And the same thing, maybe Rabbi Shmuel only says it over there by pigel. Avol inyan trefa agun lo megin. But regarding trefa, so the notza is not megin anyway. So who cares if it's missing or not? It doesn't protect the animal anyway, and therefore it would not be considered basar. Period. Okay, finishing up. Masnisen. Achuzas hadam. Just keep in mind that tomorrow, again, we're not going to do this online, but tomorrow starts the second half of Eilat Treifas. Tomorrow starts Kashrus, right? Not just Treifas. Tomorrow the Mishnah, Simani Behema, Nuntes, and Chulin starts the second half of Treifas. So Baruch Hashem, we were able to do almost, without a couple of lines, the whole first half. Achuzas Hadam. If an animal is very sick, he has extra blood in him, blood overtook him. The Rambam says, Chonka. And it's not letting him breathe properly, it's strangling him. Vahamu ushenes, or an animal that swallowed too much smoke. Vahamu sunenes, or if it has a chill. Vasha'achla hardufni, or if it ate hardufni, which is a poisonous type of plant. Vasha'achla tzoas tarnagolim, or if it ate the soa of a tarnagol. Osha shasas mayim haroim. Or if it drank mayim haroim, which means mayim magulim. Kshera. So it's kosher. All these things do not affect the animal, make it into a trefa. But achla sam hamavis, but eat mamish poison. Osha chisha nachash, or a snake bit it. Muteres mishum trefa. It's not a trefa. Va'asura mishum sakanas nefashis. But it's also because it's sakana for the person. The animal is not affected by it, but a person might be affected. A person might be affected. What's the difference if it's trefa or sakana nefashis? So number one, the Tveres Yisrael here on the Mishnah, you say number one, svek sveka. Svek sveka is lachumra by sakana, but it's lakula by yisurim. Number one. Number two, is there bitul by dvarim shel sakana? That's a major machlokas. For example, we know today that we don't eat fish and milk, fish and meat together. The Shulchan Aruch says mibnei sakana. So can there be bitul? So some say, no, of course not. Chemir sakanta meisura, like we had earlier in this pesachta. And others say, no, sakana could also be mevutal. So that's a machlokas. So again, those are the two nafkaminas that the Tveres Yisrael suggests, trefus versus sakana safashas. Amar Shmuel, he'll eat the chiltis trefa. If you fed your animal chiltis, which is very sharp, and we assume that that would damage the intestines. That's a trefa, my time. The minkava lehula mayine, it would damage the internal organs of your animal. Masav Reb Shizvi, achudas adam, but the Tosefta says, achudas adam amushenes v'shachol adufni. V'shachol tzonet anagolim, v'shachol tzonet anagolim. All these cases we had in the Mishnah. He'll eat the tia, chiltis, upilpilin, or even if you feed a chiltis. All these are kosher. That's a stira. We'll see in a second. Achla samamavis kshera. Samamavis also. All these are kosher. Hechisha nachash or shenashcha kelef shote. If it was bitten by a snake or a dog, muteres mishum trefa va'asurim mishum sakara safashis. That's not trefas, but it's sakara safashis. So kasha chiltis achiltis. There's a kasha with chiltis. Why? Shmuel says chiltis is a problem. It causes trefas. And the Brisa says it does not. Kasha samamavis is samamavis. Samamavis is a problem. Our Mishnah says, samamaves is not a trefa, muteres mishum trefa, and it's not sakana, and the Brisa says otherwise. So, chiltos, achiltos, lo kasha, kan ba'alan, ka bekartin. Are you talking about the leaves, which are not dangerous, or the grains, which are dangerous? Samhamaves, a samamaves, lo kasha, hadida, hada adam. Is it a samamaves for the animal, or a samamaves for the person? The Brisa is about samamaves for an animal, right, which is not samamaves for an adam. Masha'inki in the Mishnah. Samamavis, the behema haina hardufni. What do you mean? Samamavis, it already says hardufni. Isn't that exactly the same thing? Shrei gavni samamavis. Two types of samamavis. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Last broadcast again from Camp Kaylee for this summer. Beth Hashem, we will continue. Pick up from Beit Shemesh on Monday morning. Beth Hashem, Monday morning with, I think it's Chul and Daf Samach Dalet. Everybody should have a good couple of days. I'll see you back from Beit Shemesh.